November 7, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The undetected sacredness of circumstances. All things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. The circumstances of a saint's life are ordained of God. In the life of a saint, there is no such thing as chance. God, by his providence, brings you into circumstances that you cannot understand at all, but the Spirit of God understands. God is bringing you into places and among people and into conditions in order that the intercession of the Spirit in you may take a particular line. Never put your hand in front of the circumstances and say, I am going to be my own providence here. I must watch this. I must guard that. All your circumstances are in the hand of God. Therefore, never think it strange concerning the circumstances you were in. Your part in intercessory prayer is not to enter into the agony of intercession, but to utilize the common sense circumstances of God, common sense circumstances God puts in you, and the common sense people he puts you amongst by his providence, to bring them before God's throne and give the Spirit in you a chance to intercede for them. In this way, God is going to sweep the whole world with his saints. Am I making the Holy Spirit's work difficult by being indefinite or by trying to do his work for him? I must do the human side of intercession, and the human side is the circumstances I am in and the people I am in contact with. I have to keep my conscious life as a shrine of the Holy Ghost. Then as I bring the different ones before God, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for them. Your intercession can never be mine, and my intercession can never be yours. But the Holy Ghost makes intercession in our particular lives, without which intercession someone will be impoverished. That's the end of Oswald's text. The truth about intercession here is very clear. Unlike many notions about intercession, that we should be praying for one another, and when we come into an awareness or into the presence of each other and decide to pray for each other, we are praying for each other out of our own sympathies and our own sensibilities as to what we think God ought to do for us. But all that God has called us to is the kind of intimacy with God through the Holy Spirit, and the kind of intimacy that we can only have if we allow the Holy Spirit to be the one connecting us fully to our God and to the sensitivities about the prayer of intercession, that intercession will really happen. We need to get a hold of the idea and the truth that God actually orchestrates the circumstances of our lives to bring us into contact with people in a very normal way, so that we can be in their presence, so that his Holy Spirit can move our lips and actually pray for them. We are simply to be channels and connectors, and wherever we happen to stand, no matter how we got there, if we are open to the Spirit of God and will allow ourselves to be fully available to the Spirit of God, he will utter prayers through our lips that we have no clue what he's going to say, and will be blessed by his touching a life that is in our presence. When you pray, get out of the way. Just be there and let the Holy Spirit so possess you that he will intercede for the ones in your presence in the ways that they need to be interceded for.